staff from United's Community. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. This has been a fantastic venue in Vienna. What a beautiful city and the history here. And then amongst all the many credit union people here from around the world is just always a true treat.
It's a pretty cool place. And I'm speaking of cool, I mean, you are everywhere at this conference. We were just talking before we started the recording that you've been participating in just about everything. Can you want to give us a quick rundown of what you've done? Or?
Sure. You know what? It's been an honor. As you know, I serve on the board of directors here. And
I see you there sitting in the front row.
Yeah, so it's great to see the work that happens throughout the world. But man, well, since I've been here at Vienna, attended the Global Women's Leadership Network, and to see Shauna Richardson receive the Athena Award, just fantastic. She's done wonderful work. And that whole movement has just done fantastic work throughout the world. I've done the fun run. So this morning we gathered at 6:30 in the morning. And then last night we just had a phenomenal performance by the Vienna
Choir. That's what I heard.
And just very inspirational to hear them sing and the hard work and dedication that they do in their lives to make such a great performance.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, let's get to what are some takeaways? What do you want to, I mean, I know you're giving a lot here. I mean, you're giving a lot of your time, but what do you want to take back to your credit union that you're looking for here? Anything specific that you're looking for?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I always get from this conference is the passion that we have in the industry, and you hear from people from all over the world, whether, you know, you're at lunch with a small credit union from Kenya, and you hear their struggles, or you hear from other large credit unions their struggles. We all have the same struggles. Exactly. One, it's getting recognized in our marketplace. Fair regulation of our industry, and then really reaching the youth and the young people. And so we really share a lot of the same challenges. And it's fun to hear how different places handle it differently. And we take that away and take that back into our own credit union, and it really helps us grow.
Yeah, I know it's really cool to kind of get out of our United States silo and then come here and see what other countries are doing, what works, what doesn't work, and then we can trade the same kind of information. Oh, wow, that's what a great idea. Let's try that as well. So
yeah, so many times we think we have all the answers, yet then I hear the story of, you know, how they're going out into their rural communities and offering products and services, maybe some of the social activities that they're doing. I know, you know, Colombia, where they've got healthcare clinics and they're facing the crisis with Venezuela next door. But, you know, we can learn from all of that and see. Boy, we can really offer a lot more.
Yep. And credit unions, they're always there to step in. They're always there to step up and help out. So that's a beautiful thing about our industry. So are there any industry trends or any issues that are kind of keeping you awake at night to share?
Yeah, industry trend. I mean, cybersecurity is always the top of my list. You know, fortunately, I think in my credit union, we have a really strong program. But, you know, we just know that world is changing and evolving all the time. So, you know, it's our reputation. We want to be ironclad in that area, from not just our credit union, but as an industry. So that one's always, you know, at the top of the list, getting a lot of attention and discussion here. And it's also the growth and growing the credit union movement to getting that recognition throughout the world. You know, our world is in kind of upheaval, and credit unions are really the answer. They're the ones that are taking the services to the people.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of keeps you like, gosh, what can we do better to help out in that area, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, I hear all these different ideas, and it keep me up at night. Which idea am I going to do, and how can
we... Oh, the shiny red ball syndrome, yes.
Yes, how can we do that one, or how can we implement that one so that we can be better?
Yeah, awesome, awesome. What's your outlook for 2017, based on what you've heard here, and then what's happened this year? Because, I mean, 2017 is going to be over before we know it. Yeah. We're already well halfway through it.
So. Yeah, I mean, here at Unitas in Portland, we've just had a phenomenal year. I mean, we're really on a high growth mode, and I'm very optimistic that, you know, our economy is doing very strong, but also throughout the world, that credit unions are really expanding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good to hear. And let's see here. We already talked about conference participation. You're everywhere.
Yeah. So. And that's it. You know, when you come to a conference like this, it's just jump in with both feet and go and see and do everything.
Yeah, what you put into it is what you get out of it. So
absolutely.
You can either kind of hang out and talk to people or just do everything and get a whole bunch out of it as well.
So next year we'll be in Singapore. I did an advanced trip there last year. Phenomenal city from food, culture, and they speak English. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, good.
and it'll be great.
I've seen some pictures, and there's a little slideshow on a monitor right over there. I'm looking at them, and like, this looks like a pretty cool place, so
yeah,
it's exciting.
It'll be fantastic, so I hope others can put that on their agenda and come and experience that.
Singapore 2018, be there. All right, Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.